And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan. How are you?
Good morning to you, too. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Thank God.
That's good.
And how was your Yom Kippur?
It was good. It was easy.
Good.
Easy fasting.
That's good. You know, when you're occupied,
yeah,
the fast goes very, very fast.
Yeah, I went to our shul, and it was a beautiful service, beautiful services, and the time passed, yeah.
Good.
Good.
Nice. So now we're on to joyous. The joyous time of Tishrei, of the month of Tishrei.
You know, yeah, not with suffering.
Yeah, with the Sukkot and the Chasara. So the next 2 weeks are a beautiful week. You know, Sunday night we start the holiday of Sukkot, which is going to last for 8 days. And the reason why we do Sukkot is because for 40 years, as our ancestors traveled in the Sinai Desert when they were following their exodus from Egypt, miraculously, clouds of glory surrounded and hovered over them, shielding them from the dangers and discomforts of the desert. And ever since, we remember God's kindness, and we reaffirm our trust in His providence by dwelling in the Sukkah. A temporary construction with a roof, which is made out of branches or bamboo mat, and that is for 7 days and nights. We eat all the meals in the sukkah, and this is regarded now as our home.
Yeah, we sleep there too.
Yeah, yeah. So now, you know, I remember when we were in we used to live in Miami. We built the sukkah and I went around to different other people's sukkahs as well, and it's amazing how, because it's so hot, they would try and insulate the walls a little bit, and they had air conditioning going.
Yeah, in Israel there are some places that they do that too, yeah.
Correct, but the only problem is that basically we're air conditioning the sky, because there's nothing to keep the air in from on top.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, it was interesting. So, in other words, the sukkah becomes our home, but a temporary home. Another sukkah observance is that we take the four species, the four kinds, an etrog, which is a citrus, a love, a palm, from a palm tree, hadassim, the myrtle twigs, and two aravot, the willow twigs. And each time we take those four, and we bring them together, and we shake them together, we make the blessing, we go in all the four directions of the world. And if you think about it, each of the species are representations of different people.
Yeah.
You have the etrog, which tastes good, smells good, represents a Jew that is well versed in Torah, learns the Torah, and he learns the Torah and does a lot of the mitzvot, the commandments. Then you have the lulav, the palm tree that has a taste. It only talks about the Jew that does the Torah. Then you have the hadassim, the myrtle, which has a nice smell.
But that no taste.
Right, correct. No taste. That represents the Jew that does the commandments. And then you have the aravot, which is the willow, which has no taste, no smell, which represents the Jew that unfortunately doesn't do any of them.
It reminds me the four brothers of the Haggadah.
Yes, exactly. And we bring each of those four together, and we hold them together when we shake, and then we show that we're all Jews, we're all one, regardless of the level of Judaism that we stand at, and we're all one under one Father, under one God, under one King. And that's another observance, that we do on Sukkot. Now, the idea of a temporary dwelling is sometimes hard for people in a generation like ours to understand and to fathom. How is it that I don't have a house, or my house is temporary? This is something that's beyond my understanding. It doesn't make sense to me. So the question is, you know, Are you a homeowner? If you're a homeowner, a lot of people are probably yearning for the open road. You know, imagine a life without mortgage payments, plumbing, lawnmowers, snow blowers, meter readings, alarm systems. If you think about it, who coined the term homeowner? Maybe let's change the words around and maybe it's be home-owned. I think sounds more like it. Because if you're a tramp on the street, you probably yearn for a home, for a spot of a place that you have, a cube of space that holds your life and the world at bay. Now, if you think about the joys of the open road, maybe in an adventure, you know, a novel, but it's a something that there are people that yearn for them. So what are we? We're in a transit, being from whom the movement of life and at rest. You know, we worry about, you know, this person was lived over here and this person was like this, this person that. That comes, you know, you put that more on the tombstone of someone. Now, we're rooted souls from whom the journey of life is just so many different disguises, but we all have one single quest, to go home. Now, the idea of that our life is temporary has a very, very big meaning and should have a very big meaning in our lives. We could have a beautiful house, but in a minute that house can be gone. In a minute, there can be an earthquake. There can be who knows what. We don't have that possession, that security anymore, because our life is temporary. Now, it's interesting, in the temporary house that we have, we eat, we drink, we live in the sukkah, we sleep in the sukkah, and as one lives in one town the other days of the year, for 7 days a person should make his home his temporary dwelling, and his sukkah then should become his permanent dwelling. The house that I live in all day, all year round, that should become my temporary dwelling. And the sukkah becomes your permanent dwelling. Now, perhaps the most interesting model of the dweller, the journey, is the branch-covered hut that serves as the home of the Jew for the 7 days of Sukkot. Every Jew is equal. Every Jew is going to sit in a house, the temporary house of Sukkot. It's not going to be one's going to be sitting in a mansion, and one's going to be sitting here, and one's going to be sitting in a lesser beautiful house. Everyone's going to be sitting in the same wooden sukkah that's going to be our home for that period of time. You know, there's a story of a visitor who was stopping by the home of a great rabbi, Reb Dovber of Mezrich, and he was from the city of Mezrich, and he was outraged by the poverty he encountered there by this rabbi. Rabbi Dovber's home was bare of all furnishings. It had wooden planks and blocks that served as benches for his students during the day and as beds for his family at night. And he was shocked. How can you live like this? The visitor demands, asking from the rabbi. I myself am far from wealthy, but at least in my home you will find the basic necessities, some chairs, tables, beds, food. You have nothing. I don't understand. Indeed, Reb Dovber said to him, but I don't see any of your furnishings. How do you manage without them? He asked this visitor, what do you mean? You think that I schlep all my possessions along wherever I go? When I travel, I make do with what's available. But at home, a person's home is a different matter altogether. And this is what Restope says. At home, it is a different matter altogether. When we're always traveling, when we leave this world at a certain age, we're not going to take everything along with us. Now that we're in this world, we're here on a temporary basis. We're here to be able to serve God, to bring down godliness in this world. And once you do that, the possessions don't mean anything to you. You realize that those possessions mean nothing and are nothing. And that's what sukkah is. And that's what living and dwelling in a sukkah is. It shows that our life in this world is temporary. Anything, any minute, something can change. And that's what sukkah is all about. And that's the beauty of sukkah.
Yeah, and there is one more thing. There is the ushpizin thing, the guests.
Every night, correct. Every night there's a different, we go through different stages of the guests who come and visit us every night. You know, we have, it starts with the David, then the David, then you have the Abraham, Yitzhak, Jacob, and the different rabbis. They come and visit us. They want to see how we're doing the sukkah. They want to see how we're enjoying, and they join us every night, and we feel that presence of them. Every night is a different attribute to them, who they were and who they stood for, and that's what the Ushpizin is. Throughout the 8 days, every night we're accompanied, and we have the greatness of having one of these holy tzaddikim, one of these holy righteous people in our sukkah and in everyone's sukkah. They don't differentiate between who you are and what you are. Every sukkah that there is, one of the ushpizin comes down.
And a sukkah you have to build. I know that in the congregation Bet El on Sunday at 5 o'clock, there's going to be decorating and service in the sukkah. And I know that you are building the sukkah. You start today, right?
We're building the sukkah today. We have a whole bunch of
the Shari Tzedek.
Well, the Shari Tzedek sukkah is built already. Today
okay.
We're building the student center's sukkah, which all the students, a lot of students are coming out to build. It's a very big sukkah, and that's going to be built at my house, and then. Sunday night we have the big dinner, community dinner in the sukkah that's taking place at the Shtar HaShemayim sukkah. If you're planning on coming, you need to RSVP by today. You can call me or call the Shtar or email me, windsorrabbi@gmail.com. And then God willing, if the weather in the next few days, Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of Sukkot, if the weather cooperates with us, we're going to have a sukkah mobile. A sukkah on the back of a pickup truck that is going to be riding around town, visiting different people that will be on the university campus to be able to give the opportunity for people that don't have a sukkah to come up to the truck and make a bracha, have something to eat, shake the lulav, shake the estrog, and that, God willing, what's going to be in the time next week.
That's a good idea. Like, if the Ushpizin can make it to the sukkah will make it to the Ushpizin.
That is correct.
Good. So, Rabbi, I want to wish you a Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
And happy Sukkot.
You too, and should have a peaceful Sukkot. And this Sukkot should be our last one. We're going to be going into our permanent home, into the Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah. So, Shabbat Shalom again, and I hope to talk with you next week about Simchat Torah.
God willing, yes.
Thank you.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.